Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Sad to hear. And listen, she was 97 years old. She lived a hell of a life. But Carol Channing passed away.
Yeah.
And she, you know what? As a kid, I remember being perplexed by Carol Channing and why she was famous, because she talked like this.
Yeah, I just love you and you're so wonderful.
And I found it annoying as a kid.
She talked like that when she was nine. She always, throughout her entire life, but she was a classic Broadway style entertainer. Yes.
And so, I didn't understand Broadway.
Right.
And, you know, there's really strong vibrato when they sing. And I didn't understand. It's a theater. It's live. You've got to fill this entire space by being over the top.
And annoying.
And annoying.
No. She's, so Dolly was her famous,
yes,
her most famous role.
Yeah, no question. But they mentioned in this article about her life, she was played the role of Lorelei Lee in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Lorelei Lee.
And the eponymous heroine of Hello, Dolly were two of her biggest ones. But she played... Apparently, she played Dolly more than 5,000 times across three different Broadway runs from the 1960s to the 1990s and on tours around the world. And the part had been turned down by Ethel Merman, but Channing made it her own, donning a hat as feathery as her eyelashes and red sequin gown. I didn't even know what Hello, Dolly's about. I don't even remember. I went to see it as a kid.
Yeah.
At the Muni Theater outside in St. Louis, and I don't even remember what
she's
the show
was about. She's an iconoclast. What happens is that she's involved with this ring of street racers, you know, and they...
No, that's Fast and Furious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's all about family. Isn't it, Dom? Dom's very good with these things. Dom's a fast driver. And he's so muscular that a lot of people are afraid to race against him. But it is about family, and he's always been right about that.
Oh, my God.
That's my car.
Carol Channing.
It's a souped-up K car.
In the Fast and Furious. She drove a K car.
Yeah, but it's got nitrous in it.
Oh, my God.
I remember her more often, Preston, being on, like... daytime talk shows.
Yeah.
Like the Dinah Shore show.
Dinah Shore.
The Mike Douglas show.
Absolutely.
Did she do like Match Game and stuff like that?
She did Match Game.
Yeah. By the way.
She was also in a few of the Emmanuel movies.
No, she was the softcore porn? No.
What the hell is going on?
By the way, she claimed to have only missed one performance as Dolly. She had a bout of food poisoning in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
I was crapping my boa off.
Yeah, so that was the only time out of the 5,000 some odd performances that that she missed.
I don't think I can do it. As you can hear, it's gotten very difficult here. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, there's issues going on, and it's very uncomfortable.
That didn't take long.
Carol Channing lives on with my circle of friends, because my friend Lori, one time, we were talking about something, and she just took a pause, and at some point, she just goes, "Well, that's nice." And I just go, "You sound like..." I go, "That's nice." So we all started talking like Carol Channing. And we've been doing Carol Channing for years. I don't even do a good Carol Channing, and we still do it.
The word is that she was the nicest person, super supportive of other talent. She had that kind of thing that I think now, Preston, would be... an enigma to a lot of people. Like, that was a very famous person, because she wasn't a classically great singer. But she was charismatic. Like, Jimmy Durante would probably be anomalous to a lot of people. Like, you know.
Yeah.
How did that guy get famous? You know? Mm-hmm. Now, we have reality stars we always ask that about, because that's where did they come from? But these were legitimate entertainers.
With legit talent.
Legit talent.
Right.
It's just different than what makes it today.
Yeah, they're not a cookie cutter
star. Right.
And some people just, on occasion, they just resonate, you know, and they catch it at the right time.
I don't recall seeing her in anything. I've never seen
Hello. Fast and Furious.
No, I've never seen Hello, Dolly. She was
about family, John.
I'm sure it wasn't her voice. I'm sure it was an impersonator, but. They featured her on The Family Guy. They did celebrity boxing where Mike Tyson fought Carol Channing.
You know, that's what? Great. Check that. You never know. They might have gotten her. check, see if you can pull up her IMDb, Nick, and see if she has a credit for Family Guy, because I wouldn't doubt it.
No,
she...
I always got confused between her and Phyllis Diller. Okay. I think they kind of look similar, and they're of the same era. So, and Phyllis Diller
They're both kind of loud and wore feathery stuff.
And she was on Scooby-Doo, and so that's where I was first exposed to Phyllis Diller.
Preston?
Yeah.
It was her on The Family Guy.
There you go, see? Yeah. So she had a great sense of humor like that. She got that she was her.
And
you know
Seth
what I mean?
MacFarlane is a huge...
Show tune guy.
Yeah. I'm sure had a massive appreciation for Carol Channing. When you hit that age, though, I mean, she what did she die of, Preston? She was free climbing El Capitan, right?
That's Alice Channeled.
It's not more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Different.
At this altitude, I'm finding myself lightheaded, and the birds of prey have proven to be rather annoying.
Oh my God.
They keep taking me for dead.
She was free climbing. I mean, like, with no
this
gear.
This is very difficult. No. I have to be honest. I thought it would be easier because I saw other people. I saw a wonderful documentary film where a gentleman did it. It didn't look that hard. Ah, get away. Get away. Damn it.
No rigging or no...
No, I'm free. It hurts my fingers because I've got rheumatoid arthritis. It's getting difficult.
I went away from the lights of 14th Street and into my personal haze.
I wonder where she got that, that unique speech pattern or even accent.
Southern or... can you see where she was born and raised?
You know, I mainly have her about...
I'm a child of the streets.
Well, she was of German-Jewish descent, so there's probably an accent from that part of her family. But she grew up in Seattle and then moved to San Francisco, went to college in Vermont. I mean, she's kind of all over the place.
By the way, I'm what you call a mutt.
Steve, can you tell me what... Because it says here that she spent some time working the Borscht Belt.
Yes.
What was the Borscht Belt?
The Borscht Belt was a series... So if you... Dirty Dancing... Those resorts were the Borscht Belt, the Catskills.
Okay, so and that was a regular, for a performer, you could go there and work in the summer, right?
You'd go work and it would be huge. You'd have these huge arenas. Preston,
okay.
We went to a place a couple of times in the what was classically the Borscht Belt. There was Kutcher's and the Concord Inn. And it was just like in Dirty Dancing. You see that same sort of, now, we didn't go with, you know, we weren't doing the dancing, you know, all that sort of stuff. But they would have... You know, entertainers of the time that were, you know, Jerry Lewis would play and Charlie Callis.
I'm thinking of her free climbing El Capitan. I'm sorry.
This is very difficult. I'm about three quarters of the way up, but I'm, you know what? I've forgotten the question of the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do I just hang off the side and do it? That seems very unladylike.
By the way, in 1945, Time magazine put her on the cover. It was when she played Lorelei Lee, which was in
Damn Yankees.
It was in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Oh, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
They put her in 1949. Put her on the cover of the magazine. She was an instant hit. The musical became a movie in 1953. Marilyn Monroe was given the lead.
Who
in
was the,
that?
The main character? Gwen Verdon rose to stardom playing in all those Damn Yankees. Which is, these things always get revived.
Okay, is Damn Yankees actually about the baseball
It's about
team?
The Yankees, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it with B.B. Newirth on Broadway.
There you go. Lola, that's her name, where she's basically seduced. Well, you got to see it. It's like Fast and Furious.
In 1956, she started doing movies, the first traveling sales lady with a young Clint Eastwood. And they were a couple in that movie. Didn't
I'd
know
like
that.
To buy a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah?
Fuller Brush Girl.
It's also gave Channing.
What's your name? You talk very funny.
What do you say?
I'm saying you talk in a strange way.
I don't talk weird. What about you? You braying jackass.
Nice, not nice.
You braying jackass. Her most.
Look at how young Clint Eastwood is in this picture. There's a photograph up in the studio. He looks like he's 19, 20.
She doesn't even look.
Yeah.
She looks.
I don't even look like me.
So her most successful film role was as the nightclub singer Muzzy Van Hosmeer Thoroughly Modern Millie. And apparently,
I love
she would
movie.
Drink champagne and proclaim raspberry.
Did you ever see that with... Yeah. With Julie Andrews and Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
And she's very good in that.
Okay.
She was also, it was a scene right before the opening scene of The Godfather. Carol Channing's one of the people that comes in to visit the Godfather. I need someone killed.
Wait, what are you talking? I'm like, did I miss, was that from the director's cut and I missed this?
John Vito.
Yeah.
There's someone on my block who plays music too loud. I'd like you to have them killed. It upsets my Sharpay.
She came in with Johnny, right?
Let me ask you, what is this? What do we got here? Yeah. What's going on?
I'm just saying that, you're a good man. Have them killed. Shoot him in the face.
All right, send Luca Brasi on this one.
Following her the 30th anniversary tour of Hello, Dolly, she received a Lifetime Achievement Tony Award in 1995, and her memoir was published in 2002.
What was the name of it?
I don't know what the name of the memoir was, but she was married four times and had a son who is the cartoonist Channing Lowe.
Not familiar.
L-O-W-E.
Steve, she was on several episodes of The Love Boat. I don't know if you've caught up to those.
No, episodes. She's been on many times.
Yeah, there were seven in the 80s. And Preston, two of her husbands, she outlived. They wasn't okay. That she got divorced. Yeah, that they passed away. Yeah.
Her last credit is The Family Guy, though, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. And when was, I don't know when that was.
Did 2006,
we,
it says.
We have audio of it if you want to play.
Okay, yeah, let's play that. Here we go.
Come here, young man. I'm going to bop you one.
She's getting beat.
No, she's getting mad.
You ain't so tough, young man.
It's her and Mike Tyson fighting, yes. By the way.
That all you got, you son of a bitch. You're going down, young man. You're going down.
I can't believe this. She keeps getting up. I'm so exhausted.
And the winner by technical knockout, weighing in at 67 pounds, Carol, put on your Sunday clothes, Channing.
Yeah. Of yours, young people. You and your rock and roll 8-track tapes.
How cool that she would do that.
That's totally cool. Well, all right, sad news. Carol Channing, 97 years old. What a hell of a life, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, so they usually do the dimming of the lights on Broadway.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll be doing that.
She's a legend. They have to do something like that.
And they'll probably have a street race out on Broadway for her Fast and Furious work.
Okay.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.